Huh? Because I've never given this shit before, so I try to include every different type of Torah you could want. Shalach on Nefesh. I have to start most of the Chusa. In this week's parasha, you see that 11 stars bow down to Yosef. There's one missing. Who's missing? Dina. How come there isn't a star for Dina bowing down to Yosef? So if you look in the Targum Yonson in Parashas Vayechi, when Yosef shows the Shtash Irsin to Yaakov, and he says, why is he showing it? Targum Yonson says, Pshat the Pasuk is, because you might worry that I married a Mitzris. No such thing, I didn't marry a Mitzris. I married the daughter of Dina. Osnas was the daughter of Dina. So it comes out, Dina was Yosef's Shviga. So even your dreams, your Shviga is not bowing down for you. Also, an interesting point at the beginning of this week's parasha is you have that if you're writing, I have some of the psukim I have here. A Talmud of mine made for me if this will be convenient for you. If you want a sheet from the psukim. So this week's parasha starts off with Yosef is riding on top of the world. His most beloved son. He gets a Ksoyim's Pasim. Everything is going unbelievable for him. By the end of the parasha, where is he? He's at the bottom of a pit. Next week's parasha begins, where's Yosef? The bottom of a pit. And at the end of the parasha, where is he? On top of the world again. What happened over here? So the shot is that all these parashas are about dreams. The beginning of Vayeshev, Yosef is dreaming. Who is he dreaming about? He's dreaming about himself. You dream about yourself, you land up at the bottom of the pit. At the end of the parasha, the beginning of next week's parasha, is involved with other people's dreams, helping Sarmashim Sarifim, helping Pari, helping people with their dreams, you land up on top of the world. You want the Rebbein Shom to take interest in us, we have to take interest in others. When Yaakov woke up from his dream, he said, how do you get Hashra's Shechina? How do you get Rebbein Shom to be involved in your life? When is that? V'onoichi, in quotation marks. V'onoichi lo yadati. When there's no I there. When a person is looking to help the other person. We live, as the chief rabbi of England said the other week, in an I generation. Steve Jobs changed our generation to an I generation. I, iPod, iPad, iTouch, iPhone, everything is I. And people look at Steve Jobs as he came down from Mount Sinai with two tablets, the iPad 1 and the iPad 2. Even when they came, so you think, when they came out with games, you would think, I thought it's getting better, they came out with a game, the Wii. But how do you spell the Wii? With two I's. But by Eden, it's not like that. In the old days, what do they call the foods? By Eden, what are the foods called? Ruga Lach for you. Manda Lach. Kneda Lach. Even the game, Kuga Lach. Everything for you. But not in the Geishevelt. It's Rig Li for me. Pastrami. Ravioli. Everything is for the person himself. On a bit more, on a more somber note, this week's parasha it says, "Vayukumu kovano v'chol benoisov lelachmai." What is son? "Vayukumu kovano v'chol benoisov lelachmai." The second one here. "Vayimoyin lisnachim," refused to get nechama. "Vayoyim ki eirdo b'ni ovel sh'oilam." "Vayeikos ovel." Rashi says in this pasuk. Rashi. You cannot receive nechama and feel nechama for a chai. The sova shemes. Shalames nigz a gzeira shishtakech min alev v'leil a chai. A mace is a gzeira, a person should forget, and not nechai. And the kasha is that the loshen gzeira is the loshen of something bad happening. There's a famous story that Sklan Rebbe was in jail. And the father of the present Sklan Rebbe. And he was saying, Baruch Shem, I came to words, Baruch Goyzer Mekayim. And he thought to himself, we're giving Shvach of the Rebbein Shalom. And we say, Rebbein Shalom makes Gzeiras and is Mekayim. When we're thankful, he makes Gzeiras on us. What does it mean? And he says, he cried over it. It bothered him so much that he said, Baruch Shem, so many times in his life. And he never thought of this Kasha before. And he was thinking and thinking. And after a while, he came up with the Pshat in it. Baruch Goyzer. Rachman al-Islam, the Rebbein Shalom makes gzeiras on people. He makes the gzeiras, but when a Rebbein Shalom makes a gzeira on a person, he gives you that koyach to survive it. There's Torahs. A person would think, how could they ever get through such Torahs? With it, you get Siyata Dishmaya to be able to get through it. Baruch Goyze, or Mekayim is Mekayim you, is Mekayim the person to be able to survive them. So the similar kasha over here, Baruch Goyze, over here we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God of a mace, a gezeira, talking about a gezeira. It's a gezeira over here. We see in Hazinu, Tzur Yolod Chateshi, there's a famous word, I don't remember who says it, that the Ribbono Shel Olam create you, you forget it. What does the Pasuk say? There was a person who was found, who was arrested for a crime, and was having a court case. He goes around to different lawyers to help him, and every lawyer said, it's an open and shut case, there is no way out of it, you're going to sit in jail for the rest of your life, there's nothing I can do. One lawyer he comes to and he says, I think I can help you. So he sits down with him. He says, listen, this is what you do. When you get to court, you're not going to plead insanity. Act insane. Whatever the judge says to you, act like a mishugana. Act as if you're a bird. And then I'll throw out the case because I'll see you're nuts. So he says, okay. He comes to court. The judge asks him, what's your name? He says, Cheep Cheep. How old are you? Cheep Cheep. Where do you live? Cheep Cheep. Everything else. Cheep Cheep, Cheep Cheep. And he flaps his wings. The judge, I'm sure, and he throws out the case. Afterwards, he comes running. The lawyer, and they hug. He's got off. Then the lawyer takes out his bill. And he says, is the bill $5,000? Cheep Cheep. He says, excuse me. Funny joke. I'd like the money. Cheep Cheep. Just pay up the money. And he just makes the sonnets of him, and he flaps his wings. Cheep Cheep. And he won't pay him. And the lawyer says to him, I don't believe it. What I gave you to save your life, you have the chutzpah to use that against me. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us this koyach of shikra. If we didn't have the koyach of shikra, if every tragedy that took place, we would remember it with the same intensity as the time it took place, a person couldn't live, couldn't survive. We couldn't get through life. But the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a special gift, a gift of shikra. So what's the pshat over here? Shall a masonic is a gezeira? Is a gezeira to forget? It's a wonderful thing. So that's all the pshat is. That's very meduic, the words over here. Yes, we want to forget, and it's important we forget. But the mace needs it, you should remember. The longer you remember the mace, people will learn Mishnayos in the Neshama. They'll give stock in the Neshama. The more the mace is remembered, the better it is for the mace. The fact that we forget, and the Rebbeinu created a Kech HaShikra, it's never. We're gaining, but the mace is losing out. So that's what Rashi says, very meduic. Shall a mace nigzer gzeira? On the mace, there's such a gzeira that never, for our sakes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a gzeira on the mace, that we're going to forget about it. There's a verb from Chedusha Kotzka. Perek Lamed Zayin was Tezvav. Vayim Tzo'ehu Ish. That's the first one here. Vayim Tzo'ehu Ish. Bin Yisoye Basode. Vayishaleihu Ish Leimer. Matavak Ish. So this is the Malach Gabriel. And he asked him, what are you looking for? He asked Yosef, what are you looking for? So he should say, Vayishaleihu Ish Matavak Ish. What's the Leimer over here? Vayishaleihu Ish Leimer. So the Kotzka says, Pshat, he was telling Yosef a lesson for his life, a message for life. Now, life as you know it will never be the same again. You're going to have terrible nisyonos. You're away from your yeshiva, from your family. It's a life alone in Golos. And there's only one way that you can continue to shteig. Leimor, you have to say, Matavakish, what am I seeking? What's my goal in life? Where am I heading? And this, the Kotzka said, has to be something that every Yid asks all his life. Matavakish. You tell yourself, what am I looking for in life? It reminds me of a story I had a couple of weeks ago. There was Rabbi Krauss from LA was here. And he did a shidduch with Zelig Berkowitz and the Rabbi Mikdash David. So he spoke, and he said over, he learned in Beis HaMedrash Shelem. From, I think, 69 to 74. And then it was time in those days, people left Kotel after 5 years. It was pretty old-fashioned in those days. And he now was looking for a job. So he had three things came up. One was a job in L.A. One was a job in Far Rockaway. And one was a job working for Ishver, was Manas Mandel from Yeshiva Brooklyn. So he decided he's going to ask Rabbi Yaakov which job he should take. So he told his wife, we're going to discuss Rabbi Yaakov Netzky. So she said, okay, tell him the two options there are and see which one he thinks. There's two options. There's Far Rockaway and there's in Brooklyn. Those are the two options. Back then, L.A. was a midbar. Yiddishkeit was very little there. So she said, he'll tell us one and he'll tell you which one of the two to take. So he went to Rabbi Yaakov and he told him, one option is Far Rockaway. And it's not exactly the same type of people that I'm used to. That's a chassar in there. And Yeshiva Brooklyn has a chassar, it's the share. It's, you know, I want to make it on my own. So each one has milas, chassarinas. What do you think I should do? So Rabbi Yaakov looks at him and says, Vus noch. And he says, he nearly fell through the floor. Like, what is he supposed to do now? His wife told him, there is no other option. The man's nothing, it's not negeir, it's not negeir. So he says, well, it's not negeir. What's not negeir? So he said, no, something came up, we're going to lay. So he said, Vavosnit. So he said, his wife, this. He says, without going there to check it out, how can you know? Go, check it out. So he went there, and the rest is history. It's almost 40 years later, he's been there in LA. And he says he's lived with this for the rest of his life. Those two questions, Vusnach and Favosnit. We have to have thinking. Matavakish, what are we looking for in life? If we look at the psukim, last one you have over here is Bo'eshlojus Yomim Yisoy Paris Reshecha Vashim Chalkanecha. So Yosef is taking a Sarah Mashkin, the Pshat is dream. So you're going to get your job back. Unasato Chois Parabiyodai Kamishpot Arishim Asher Yisoy Mashke. So you'll get your job back. Kamishpot Arishim. What are these words? Kamishpot Arishim. He just said Vashim Chalkanecha. He'll return you to your post. So why does he have to add? And you look later on when he gets the job back at the end of the parasha, he just says that he gets the job back. He doesn't speak about Kamish Padarishan. What is he stressing over here, Yosef? So I saw two interesting pshatim. One pshat I saw another kasha. Yosef seems to lack in betochen over here, because he tells him, "Vosis noy modi chesed viskartani el pari." He asks Yosef, "Remember me to pari." Yosef has to ask such a thing. He has to ask this goy, this oral, to help him out. Where's his betochen? So pshat is, that the Sarah Mashkin was now in prison for a mistake he made. When somebody is in prison because he did something wrong, he took a wrong turn somewhere in life, very often, the person is mentioned, we're talking about here, cabinet members over here, he looks back, where did I go wrong? What was my mistake? Is he a fashion for myself? If I ever get out of here, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to be extra careful. No cup will ever go out again without me sifting it and going through it. And he's thinking of all different ways and plans that he has. They'll make sure it never happens. So Yosef, not only does he not lack bitochen over here, he's teaching the Sarah Mashkim a lesson in bitochen. He's telling him, you don't have to worry about anything. There's no shaykhus to you. You did nothing wrong whatsoever. You're here for one reason. You're here because of me. So he says to him, Nosata chois parabiyodai. You don't have to think of extra plans to do. Kamish paderishna shayisa mashkeyu. You can do it exactly the same as you used to do. It won't happen again. You did nothing wrong, you do it the same way. Wait, why? Because you're only here. Kimzrachatani chokash yitaloch. You're here in order to get me out of here. The Rebbe Shalom put you, it's all Yad Hashem, is what's involved over here. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that if you look, the Quran also says, Vahiyach advar me'elo, chotu mashkei melech mitzrayim, v'ho'eifel adinei melech mitzrayim. So who did a chet? The mashkei melech mitzrayim, and the oifel. The next pasuk says, Vayiktsay paray, al shnei sarisov, on his two officers. Who are they? It doesn't say al hamashke v'al ha'efer, al sar hamashkim v'al sar ha'efer. Changes the lashon. Sipporna says, very simple pshat. Mashke melech Mitzrayim v'ha'efer was avdei sar hamashkim v'avdei sar ha'efer. It was the avodim who did the chet. The sar hamashkim and sar ha'efer were cabinet members. They didn't stand there serving at the tables. They were behind the scenes, in charge of everything. And so, who did the chet? The mashke and the oifer. So the Zipporna says in the next pasuk, "Vayitzei parshnei sarisov." Why? Shlo yishkich al avdeihem. They didn't do their job. They didn't watch over the people they were in charge of. So, what happens now is they're going to get out. The sar mashkim is hoping to get back to his job. Now, when he got to his job originally, it's not overnight to become a member of the cabinet. You don't get that sar hamashkim job. You start at the bottom and you work your way up. First, you're a waiter yourself of the king. Then you get higher and you're in charge of some waiters, a maitre d', until you get to the sar hamashkim. And the mashkim, he himself had been through this process. So Yosef tells him, I'm warning you now, it's not going to be exactly the same. So Yosef says to him, Vayishivcha kanecha, to which job? Nosata chois parabiyodai. You're going to be serving the cup. Kamishpata rishana shayisa. Like you originally used to do. You're not getting the full job to get back. You're getting out of prison, it's true. But you're going to have to work your way up to get that position again. The psukim over here, by the dream, repeat over and over again, chois paroi. The chois paroi. Yeah, this pasuk we've got over here. Nosata chois parabiyodai. And then you've got again, it's Katanvit Tisani. No, this pasuk don't have it here. Okay. Our pasuk before, you don't have it. Chois parabiyodai involved there. The ekachas anovim is chois mal chois parai. It was like chois al kap parai. So Rishami learns out from here, and if you look in Arabic Psochim, in the Gemara down the Mefarish also says this pshat, that the three times it mentions chois parai, the four times it mentions Kois Pari, is the Arabicosis that we have on Leil Seder. So of course it's difficult to understand what is the connection between Arabicosis and Leil Seder. We have four cups because it says Kois Pari four times. Also the kasha is Chaloimis go after how you interpret them, Chazal say. So what made Yosef decide that the Sar Mashkim is going to interpret it the type, and the Sarayfim is going to interpret it in a bad way for him? What made him choose it like that? So the pshat is that Yosef looked at the dreams and he analyzed the dreams. And Yosef understood from the Sar Mashkim that he keeps repeating, Kois Parai Biyodi, Be'eschei El Kois Parai. His yearning, his desire is, I want to serve my master. I want to get back to that job, but not just the job. He felt a need to be there for the melech. He cares about the melech. He comes to the Sarayfim. He looked at it, that the birds are eating from the bread on the top of his head means, you don't care about the melech at all. I did my job, gets eaten, that's not my problem. He was worrying about himself and the job he did, but he wasn't caring about the king at all. So you care about the melech. It makes sense such a person gets his job back. The Sarayfim doesn't think about the melech at all. You're not going to get your job back. So it comes out, what was the Sar Mashkim looking for? He wanted Chayrus. Chayrus, one reason, to serve his master. The Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's the Tachlis? Tavdun Esalikim Al-Harazeh. The Tachlis is Matan Torah. The Tachlis is Ani Hashem Lekechem Shezichem Reis Mitzrayim. It's B'Yud Hashem. If that's your Tachlis, then you get Chayrus. And that's our tachlis. We went gula, Seder night. We repeat again and again. Lashon Bobi Yishlayim. We start off the Lashon. We start off the Seder with it. Later on the Seder, we talk about it. We're yearning for gula. How do you get that gula? Like the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Melachim, a person shouldn't want gula because the stock market is down today. You shouldn't want gula because of difficult times in your life. You should want gula. Why? Because that is a person be able to do Hashem better. That is the reason why a person should want gula. Look at the naming Gimel over here. When Tamar had the children, Vatar, she became pregnant. Vatelet Bein, she gave birth to a son. Vayikra Ishmoy Er. So who called his name? Yeah, the Yehuda. Vayikra Ishmoy Er. He called the name Er. Vatar Oy Vatayla Bay. And here it changes it. Vatikra Ishmoy Oyna. She called his name Oyna. So here she's giving the name. Vatoyzevoy. She continued again. Vatayla Bay. She gave birth to a son. Vatikra Ishmoy Shayla. She called his name Shayla. And Rashi has difficulty. What is this end of the pasuk telling us? And Rashi learns the lashon of it means she stopped giving birth. I saw pshat, and I think I once saw one of the rishonim the same idea, and that is it's teaching us over here what the minhag was for names in those days. The minhag was then not like we do today that the father gets the first name. So that Tara Vatayla Bein Vayikra Shmoy Er. So Yehuda gets the first name, he names him Er. Then Vatara Oy Vatayla Bein Vatikra Shmoy Oyna. Now it's her turn. She calls him Oyna. Now who gets the next turn? Goes in turns. Automatically the next one should be Yehuda should get the next one. And this is one of the greatest problems in life we have today, is the fighting over the names. There's a fascinating Maisa with the Marshal. Last night was my nephew's bar mitzvah. And my nephew, his name is Yoel. And the Marshal, once came to a shayla to the Marshal, because him and his wife were having a fight. Because he wanted to name after his father, she wanted to name after her father. And they're fighting and fighting. And so Marshal says, so why can't you call both names? So the problem was that both names, the question is who comes first. That's also what to fight about. So what were the names? One was Meir, and one was Yoel. So he said, there's no problem at all. If you've got Meir and Yoel, they both mean light, that's no problem. So they called him Shnei Oyer. You have two lights, and that's all. So you've got them both in one name, both first. Shnei Oyer. That's where the name Shnei Oyer comes from. So I had this possibility as well. I had two Zaydas. One was Meir, and one was Yoel. I have a Meir, my brother's a Yoel. We didn't do the Shnei Oyer. So over here, it was now time not to fight. So whose turn? We take turns. Now is Yehuda's turn. So the pasuk got a problem over here. Why doesn't Yehuda? It should be Vayikra Shmoy Shelo. So the pasuk answered, V'hoyah b'chzir b'lidotayisai. That Yehuda was a chzir. He wasn't around when she gave birth. So he couldn't give the name, so she had to give the name. Pasuk says, Paraglam and Zion, you know this Pasuk Chavtes, by Yoshe Reuven el Aboy. Reuven returned to the pit. Vine ein Yosef Baboy. Yosef wasn't there by Yikras Begon. See to a creek. Rashi says in the second Pshat, where was he till now? Osakoya Besaki Vitanisoi. He was busy. Al Shalbil Bayusu Aviv. He was doing tshuva for moving the bed of his father. Of all the times to pick to do tshuva, it's a very strange time. They're in the middle of dealing with Yosef. Edin Torah, with the shaylas of Misa Mamish. And in the middle, he goes and does tshuva. Why don't you settle this first? He's got the rest of his life. This didn't happen yesterday, this Misa. So what happened all of a sudden now is doing tshuva. So I once heard of Pshat that Reuven saw what was happening over here. And he said, there's something strange going on. That this whole Din Torah that took place by Yosef, there's one sub that didn't get mentioned. What is going to happen when Yaakov finds out that he's dead? He could have a heart attack. He could have sorrow for the rest of his life. He can suffer unbelievably. Did that get a mention? Did anybody take that into account at all? They didn't. How could it be? The shifty car, and they don't care about their father? Something has gone wrong somewhere. And as Yefashu from myself, did I do anything wrong? One second. I moved my father's bed. When somebody does something like that, it's all of a sudden, he's lowered the father, Ramah. You can answer back. You can do something to your father. You can get involved in his life. Somehow, till then, nobody would dare say anything against the father. Nobody would dare. The kibbutz was perfect. But somehow, he broke a taboo. He did something already. And right away, it changed the level now. Now it was Shaykh. Right away, he said, oi, that chet that I did, I have to add it to the tshuva I'm doing. There's more tshuva I need. The ramifications of that chet is kibudov is not the same. Reb Breslau's uncle once asked Reb Breslau's grandfather. He said to him, I don't understand it. How is it that Yosef's brothers were mad at Yosef and upset at him? Why were they upset at their father? The father gave the ksav pasuk. They should be angry at their father. So he turned to his son and said, only in your day you could ask such a question. We never had such a question. You should have kashas on a father. Have tainas on a father. We never even thought of the kasha in the first place. And again, that is, as the derech go later and later, it's unbelievable, the change. I mean, I see it myself, and I'm sure you see it, from one derech to the next, the way my derech mechaved their parents, their parents, their parents, and the derech today is pretty scary. I always tell my talmidim, I feel sorry for you. I wouldn't want to be in your position with your children. And they say, Meister today, son asks his father for the keys. So he gives him the keys and says, have a good time. Don't tell me what to do. I heard a Meister, somebody came to a Rav, a Din Torah, with the son. And he says to the mother comes with the son. And she tells the Rosh Hashiva of the son. She tells him, this son of mine, he never helps me at all. I don't understand it. There's a mitzvah kibbudim, a mitzvah deraisa. I'm sure you teach yeshiva. Tell him he should help me. So the Rosh Hashiva turns to the son and says, it's true, you don't help me. He says, what did she talk about? Every day I help her. The mother looks at him. Every day? He says, yeah. Every day I get up extra early to drive her and I give her a ride to work. So she looks, it's true. She said, yeah. She has a smile on her face. She says, what is it? She says, let me explain it to you. She says, I have a car and I need the car to get to work. So my son told me, he wants the car. I said, I can't, I've got to get to work. So I said, well, I'll drive to work and then I can have the car. That is the mitzvah he would aim today. He's driving his mother to work, but he'd get the car. Reuven was worried about that. He changed the level of kibbudov aim. Once you already start doing little things, it can change. When there was somebody who was once caught breaking into the Bank of England. And he had a whole sophisticated method. And he actually got into the bank. And he was caught in the bank. He had a court case. And they gave him a 20-year sentence. And he asked, why do I get a 20-year sentence? It makes no sense. He hadn't even robbed the bank yet. And other people got lesser sentences. What is it? So he said, it's very simple. He says, till now, nobody ever attempted to rob the Bank of England. Because they knew it was impossible to do. Now you did it. And you got that far as you did. You didn't make it. But you got very far. What are people going to say? It's possible. He was a shlach on the end, he messed up. But now people are going to try. It changes it from now on. You have changed how the world looks at breaking into the Bank of England. And this is what Reuven felt over here. I've changed kibbudov now. From now on, once you've done something to the father, people act differently. I have to do tshuva for that.
Which was an emergency?
Yeah, he's okay.
His family, his mother. I don't know. He had a mild stroke. Pulled in last minute for us. Very nice. Very nice. You like everything. The Terry, you like it.
Yeah. So you have to try. You never look at my.
Very good.
How's it going?
Good. I'm
going to
get
instead
of Monday, Wednesday, I'm doing Monday, Thursday. Fine.
Rabbi Schwartz had an emergency, and we called him at 7:30. Way after. He's a Rebbe in Rabbi Dinsky Yeshiva.
Rabbi
Dinsky. He lives in Cameo Ridge area.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you. Have a good day. Have a Hanukkah. We'll see you around.
Schwartz is great. Okay.
Tell your friends from school.
I do.
Okay. All right.
Then some go to different.
They're learning.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Everything good?
Very good.
Happy
Hanukkah. We'll see you around.
So be well.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Hopefully, you should come on a better ride then.
Yeah. Well, I told Rabbi after a few minutes ago. 7:30. Thank you. I'm sorry, I have an envelope. Okay.
I enjoy giving
the parts. We know. Sometimes this happens. Well, yeah. We know to call you now. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
This fits
the style.
I left the recorder on.
I'll